Hope you're ready for a fire hose of news and information today. This is Brighton Broadcast News for Monday, July 31st, the last day of July in the year 2023. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me today. We, of course, have a lot to cover, and I have a detailed special report coming up for you here. The special report is entitled 12 Undeniable Signs That Globalists Are Engineering the End of Humanity. And this is actually a more than an hour-long report, so I'm going to put it on the end of all of this. We're going to cover all the other news headlines first. There's a lot of breaking news over the weekend, including this news about this crazy rigged bioweapons factory in California that everybody's talking about. We'll get into that, but this special report, the 12 undeniable signs that globalists are engineering the end of humanity, this is a wake-up call for everybody out there who was maybe slow to come to the conclusion that, yes, depopulation is a real phenomenon that's happening. The globalists are pushing it, and they're pushing it in at least 12 different ways that I talk about in great detail. And I've got an article on this that's already published on naturalnews.com that I strongly recommend. Go to the article because there are resource links in there on some technologies and decentralized platforms and things that you can do to protect yourself and to stay informed and to stay connected even when the censorship regime really kicks into high gear, which is also coming. By the way, don't be surprised when that happens. And with that said, let's jump into the news. I talked about this last week and it's now confirmed. Yellow Freight is ceasing, well, has ceased regular operations on Friday, last Friday. It's already done. They're shutting down. They're supposed to be declaring bankruptcy today. And I think the Wall Street Journal has been covering that as well. So this is Yellow Corporation. I call them Yellow Freight. But anyway, they're one of the largest trucking companies in America. And they've had disagreements with the Teamsters Union. And basically, they can't afford to stay in business. And the union is demanding, I guess, some amount of benefits that the company says it cannot afford. And they're done. So they're just shutting down 30,000 workers. This company is 99 years old, based out of Nashville, Tennessee. So 30,000 workers just are getting fired, laid off, whatever, done today. And so there goes a backbone of the transportation logistics infrastructure in America. Now, as part of the economic implosion, known as Bidenomics, by the way, this also happened on Friday. Another bank failed in America. The FDIC did not announce it until Friday late evening, it turns out. The Heartland Tri-State Bank of Elkhart, Kansas, was closed by the Kansas Office of the State Bank Commissioner, which appointed the FDIC as the receiver. So, the FDIC took over this bank and took over its liabilities and assets and so on, and it's going to be paying out, claims to the people who had money in those banks. But of course, if you had over $250,000 in that bank, you're screwed because the FDIC won't cover it. And remember Janet Yellen saying they would bail out certain banks, but she couldn't tell you in advance which ones. They bailed out Silicon Valley Bank, even over $250,000 per deposit, but in this case, that's not the case. So another bank has failed. Just as I said, we're going to see a lot more because the Fed keeps raising interest rates. And these banks are sitting on, bad bets in treasuries and other instruments, debt instruments, that aren't paying them much. And depositors are wanting their money out of the bank. Can't blame them because the banks are failing. And so this cycle, this spiral of doom, is going to continue. So I don't trust the banks. And you shouldn't either. Does that mean you should take your money out? I don't know. You talk with your financial advisor and figure out what's right for you. But for me personally, I'm getting every cent out of the banks, except I'm just keeping some minimum amount in there, keeping multiple bank accounts open in case you need them. But I'm not leaving money there because it can just vanish, by the way. And don't forget that with gold and silver and crypto, you have custody. You have your own custody. So, the bank can't collapse and steal all the gold that's at your place. And they can't just take all your crypto, especially if it's privacy crypto like Monero. They don't even know you have it. So I don't believe that assets held by some other institution are safe. Held by a bank, held by a government, held by a treasury, whatever. I don't think that's safe. Self-custody is the name of the game. All right, next news item here. The CDC has a new director named Dr. Mandy Cohen because the old director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, oh, she got a job with Big Pharma. What an amazing coincidence. Funny how that always happens. The CDC director gets a big, juicy job with a pharmaceutical company that they previously helped protect and funnel money to, typically. That's how it always works. Well, Dr. Mandy Cohen here, she's the new director of the CDC, and she says that they're going to make COVID shots annual, like flu shots. She says, yes, we anticipate that COVID will become similar to flu shots, where it's going to be you get your annual flu shot and you get your annual COVID shot. Bitch, why are you saying mine? It's not mine. I don't put my name on that. Why are you saying that it's mine? Well, I mean, she said it's your flu shot, your COVID shot. You notice the neurolinguistic programming word games she's playing. Oh, like there's a shot out there with your name on it. No, there isn't. Well, unless your name is moron or oblivious idiot, there's not a shot with your name on it. But she thinks everybody's an oblivious idiot. And of course, quite a few people are. And some people are going to be dumb enough to line up and take these shots year after year until they die, which won't take long if they keep taking the shots. So anyway, maybe for some of the oblivious idiots, there is a shot with their name on it. It's called like vaccine-assisted suicide shot. And some people are going to do that. But anyway, yeah, you know, flu shots are totally medically useless and scientifically just total quackery. Flu shots have never been shown to prevent the flu. Just like COVID shots have never been shown to prevent COVID. In fact, what's funny is the CDC now doesn't even claim that COVID shots prevent COVID or prevent transmission or prevent infections. They admit that the COVID shots don't do any of those things. But they claim you should get them anyway. You're like, well, wait a second. I thought this was a vaccine. I thought vaccines were supposed to protect you from infection. Oh, no. That's a misunderstanding. These vaccines don't protect you, but you should still take them. Yeah. Like, again, you have to be a total idiot to line up and get injected with that. But some people will. Oh, man. I mean, some people are incredibly stupid. Just low IQ morons. Like the White House spokes idiot, Karine Jean-Pierre, KJP. Check this out. In this video, this little tiny clip we're going to play for you here, she says, we're just going to not discuss any specifics. Yeah, like she didn't even bother to say specifics. She just says specifics. No, seriously. Like talking like a 7-year-old or something. Check this out.
I totally understand. We're just going to not discuss any specifics.
So there, did you miss that? You missed that? She said we're not going to discuss any specifics. Is that right? Are we going to discuss Atlantics? What about South China Seas? I don't know. Are we going to discuss any gulfs? Like gulfs of Mexico or anything like that? Or is it just no Pacifics? I don't know. Amazing. Let's listen to that again. Just your White House idiot on parade. Check this out.
I totally understand. We're just going to not discuss any Pacifics.
Yep, she said we're not going to discuss any Pacifics. Just amazing. I can't wait for her to tell us when it's Joe Biden's birthday. Also, I'm sure that's coming. I mean, my goodness. Do they bother to hire people who have any intelligence at all? I guess not. Yeah, they really do think you're stupid. In fact, here's an article that points this out. It's from the New American. Leftist media says that eating bugs is a right-wing conspiracy theory. But also leftist media, quote, everyone should eat bugs to save the planet. So the left is pushing all this insect eating all over the place. Like, you got to eat bugs. Everybody should eat bugs and crickets and, you know, black fly larvae or whatever. And then when you say, hey, this is crazy, why is the left-wing media wanting us all to eat bugs? Then the left-wing media says, oh, it's a right-wing conspiracy theory that anybody wants you to eat bugs. Nobody wants you to eat bugs, but eat more bugs. It's just such blatant gaslighting. And they've got celebrities out there eating bugs and like cricket snacks and things. And then they tell, oh, we didn't tell you to eat bugs. That's a conspiracy theory. It's just incredible. It's like this whole thing about, you know, the Sound of Freedom movie is the number one movie in America. And it's done 150 million plus in theater revenues here, ticket sales. And it's going global. And it's exposing, of course, child sex trafficking, not just in America, but also around the world. And the left-wing media is always like, oh, there's no such thing as child sex trafficking. And then you have a movie that shows it in documents, and it's all based on true events. And it's always a right-wing conspiracy theory. There's no child trafficking whatsoever. You know why they say that? It's because it's the leftists who are trafficking the children. And they want you to eat bugs, too. And they also want to murder children and mutilate children. And then they say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. No one's mutilating children. Your trans surgeons are offering it publicly and sponsoring children's events and offering mutilation surgeries. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's their marketing campaign. But man, talk about gaslighting. It's just, who's dumb enough to believe anything in the media anymore? Unbelievable. By the way, there's actually an NPR article from May 24th of 2021. It's called The Green Argument for Eating Cicadas, plus a few recipes. Yeah, that's so on NPR, it's all about promoting eating bugs. And they have another article, The Joys and Ethics of Insect Eating, April 3rd, 2024. And here's a previous article, Insects May Be the Taste of the Next Generation. And then they claim it's a conspiracy theory that leftists are trying to make you eat bugs. Yeah. I would give you more articles, but I don't want to focus on any specifics. Now, you may know over the weekend, by the way, there was a Ukrainian drone that struck a high-rise residential building in, I think it was in Moscow, yeah. A skyscraper was hit by a pretty powerful Ukrainian drone. And it shook up the place. I saw the video. It was a surprisingly large explosion for a drone. Well, of course, this has angered Putin and a lot of people in Russia. They don't feel safe, you know, in their cities, obviously. Now, of course, Russia is constantly striking cities in Ukraine. And, of course, those people don't feel safe either, right? So, I mean, this is why we need to end the dang war. Because nobody's safe when everybody's launching missiles at each other. And yeah, residential buildings get hit in, you know, Kiev and other Ukrainian cities as well. So this actually goes both ways. But here's the news. Coming out of the UK Daily Mail, Kremlin threatens use of nuclear weapons in retaliation for drone strike on Moscow skyscrapers. Putin ally, I think they're referring to Medvedev, warns there is, quote, no other way out after attack on business district that closed Russian airspace and left one injured. So this drone attack had no casualties, didn't kill anybody, injured one, and damaged the faces of two office buildings. So frankly, it didn't do a lot. So why is Dmitry Medvedev talking about nuclear weapons? It's kind of overreaction, is it not? But this story is quoting Medvedev, but I don't know if it's quoting him in the past or quoting him in response to this drone attack. But this article from the UK Daily Mail, which may be taking a lot of, you know, creative license with the timing of who said what, they are saying that Medvedev says there's, quote, simply no other way out and that Kiev should, quote, pray to our warriors that they do not allow the global nuclear fire to flare up. You know, that sounds like stuff Medvedev said way before this. So I'm not sure that this UK Daily Mail headline is actually, you know, honest, come to think of it. But let's see. Okay, they're saying that Medvedev said on Sunday, attacking the Ukrainian offensive, warning, quote, our armed forces repelling the counteroffensive of the collective enemy protect the citizens of Russia and our land. This is obvious to all decent people, he said, but beyond that, they prevent world conflict. What? What is he saying? Is this a mistranslation? I don't get it. He says, if we imagine that the offensive of the Ukrainians with the support of NATO was successful, and they seized part of our land, then we would have to, by virtue of the rules of the decree of the President of Russia, go for the use of nuclear weapons. There is simply no other way out. Okay, so Medvedev is talking about, he's not talking about the drone. See, that headline was dishonest. He's talking about if Ukraine were to invade and take back, I guess, Crimea, for example, which Russia annexed in 2014. But he's saying if Ukraine takes back Crimea, then Russia may have to resort to nuclear weapons. That's what he's saying. He's not talking about this drone that hit this office building. You want to know something really funny about all this, if you can find humor in it? It's that I'm looking at pictures of the aftermath of this drone strike on these office buildings in Moscow and all the wreckage littered on the ground, and there's paper and, I don't know, broken windows and shattered glass and everything. And I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, San Francisco looks worse than that every day. It's like America's cities haven't been hit by Ukrainian drones, but they have been attacked by Democrats. Seattle looks worse than this. You know, San Francisco looks worse than this. Chicago looks worse than this. It's like there's been a bombing campaign on America's cities, but it's an economic bombing, and it's a crime wave bombing that's been set in motion by Democrats. You know, Alex Christoforou was in Moscow recently. He may still be there, and he's been broadcasting for the Duran. And I watched a few of his videos over the weekend. He was walking around the streets of Moscow. He was walking around the Red Square. He was in the subway system. He was in the walkways under the streets. And you know, I was looking at these videos. I'm like, my God, Moscow is so clean. It's a really clean city. It's so clean compared to America's cities. America's cities look like they've been wrecked, like a Mad Max movie set. They've been bombed out. Like some dystopian sci-fi future where humanity just gave up and died. Like that's what it looks like in L.A. right now, or East St. Louis, or frankly, Washington, D.C., a lot of parts of New York and New Jersey. But Moscow is clean, shiny. It actually looks nicer than any American city that I can think of, even Austin. You drive into Austin, man, it's like, I don't know, homeless tent city. Needles and drug users and the mentally ill and trans cultists running around everywhere. Moscow is way more sane and clean and rational than Austin, Texas, or frankly, you know, Houston for that matter. It's or parts of Miami even. Gee, that's what shocked me. So, you know, you could bomb buildings in Moscow and you still can't make it look worse than San Francisco. Isn't that something? Or put another way, the question is, how many drone strikes would it take to make Moscow look like an American city? And the answer is probably thousands of them. You'd have to litter the streets with trash and garbage and feces everywhere to make Moscow even begin to resemble a left-wing U.S. city run by Democrats. But there's probably not enough feces in the city of Moscow to resemble San Francisco. Or San Francisco, as I was trying to say. You would have to gather feces from all over Russia and dump it on the sidewalks of Moscow to make it resemble an American city. And you'd have to have mentally ill people everywhere. And then a bunch of left-wing lunatics, like setting fire. Arsonists, you know, BLM and Antifa, like violently assaulting people everywhere. That's the only way you could make Moscow even come close to resembling a U.S. city. It would be an act of terrorism. All right, but speaking of terrorism, now the main story here before we get into today's special report. This was breaking big over the weekend. It was covered by a lot of alt media. We're going to be covering it too at naturalnews.com. But 100%fedup.com did a good job on this. Their headline is "Shady Lab Discovered in California City. At least 20 potentially infectious agents detected." Local and federal authorities discovered a mysterious lab operating in a warehouse in the city of Reedley, California. It was an unlicensed laboratory full of lab mice, medical waste, and hazardous materials. Like, what? What? Reedley city manager said it was pretty clear right off the bat that something was going on we didn't have a business license for. Officers left the property because they did not have a warrant. suspicious garden hose, because, you know, that is suspicious, having a garden hose, coupled with numerous building code violations, led officers to declare the site unsafe. And then that launched an investigation that involved the CDC, the FBI, the State Department of Toxic Substances Control. Did you know there was such a department? The State Department of Health, the California Department of Public Health, and FCDPH, who knows what that means, Flipsy Dipsy Department, would lead to the discovery of a lab that had been operating illegally since October of 2022. And here's the meat of this story. Certain rooms of the warehouse were found to contain several vessels of liquid and various apparatus. This is not just like Breaking Bad. This is like COVID mice. Fresno County public health staff observed blood, tissue, and body fluid samples and serums. What is this, Green Goblin? What's going on? Thousands of vials of unlabeled fluids. Like, take a guess. Could be semen. Could be snot. Could be the CDC's COVID sample for PCR testing. Who knows? And, quote, suspected biological material. I added the part about the snot. Just to be clear, hundreds of mice at the warehouse were kept in inhumane conditions. Well, I mean, millions of people are living in L.A. in inhumane conditions. But anyway, court documents said the city took possession of the animals, euthanizing 773 of them. Here we go. The CDC tested the substances, you know, mystery liquids, and detected 20 infectious agents, including, get this, coronavirus, HIV, hepatitis, and herpes. So, yeah, maybe they were, like, you know, prostitute liquids from the streets of L.A. or something. The investigation found the tenant was Prestige Biotech, a company registered in Nevada. Yeah, it does sound like biotech, doesn't it? It's being called a secret Chinese lab operating in California. Because the president of this company is a Chinese dude. They were making COVID tests, pregnancy tests. They had vials of blood. And the CDC found traces of viruses, including malaria and E. coli. What are they making pregnancy kits for? What is going on? And the Gateway Pundit adds to the story and says that these mice were, quote, genetically engineered to catch and carry the COVID virus. Wow. According to Mid Valley Times, the CDC also found chlamydia, E. coli, streptococcus, hepatitis, herpes 1 and 5, rubella, malaria. Over 800 biological materials and chemicals were found at the lab. Wow. The company, Prestige Biotech, was able to operate 35 freezers and refrigeration devices without anyone questioning the electrical draw that would be required for a building that was, quote, supposed to be vacant. Right. Huh, what are they doing with all this power? Let's see, they're either growing marijuana or they're running Fauci's freezers full of biological samples. Okay, court documents show that 48 containers... And there were 44 gallons of liquid per container, okay? So 48 containers times 44 gallons. They were full of biological material and medical waste. They had a total of 75 containers full of this. And the company was alleged to be the successor to another company called Universal Meditech that the FDA had announced a recall of 56,000 rapid COVID-19 tests distributed by Universal Meditech to California and Texas. So there is the quality control that the FDA follows, you know. Oh, you're making tests in your, you know, your semen-filled chlamydia lab in California with bizarre, unlabeled biological samples? Liquids and gallons upon gallons of medical waste? Yeah, that sounds like a great place to get your COVID-19 test kits and swab your anus with it, doesn't it? That sounds like a great idea. Do you realize that when you're getting swabbed with these test kits, you don't know where those swabs have been? You don't know what kind of COVID mice are crawling all over those swabs? What kind of biological samples? What kind of weird, freaky communist company has been generating this stuff in an abandoned warehouse somewhere with 35 freezers and 75 vats of mystery liquids? That's why to this day, folks, I've never swabbed. I've never done any kind of COVID swab. Or COVID testing center. Or COVID injection. I don't trust any of those tests. Do you? Now, I did at one point buy some at-home tests that came with swabs. I didn't use those swabs. I used my own swabs that I got somewhere else. And I sterilized those swabs before I used them, you know. Which sunlight can do, by the way. And also, chlorine dioxide gas can sterilize swabs. Did you know that? But anyway, the point is, some people believe that this lab was being used to generate all kinds of biological weapons that were going to be deployed against maybe the military bases in California, for example. Who knows? This is bonkers. Totally crazy. But this was going on in America undetected, apparently for a long period of time. Maybe years. And who knows how many people have been infected from whatever they were harvesting in this place. Hey, maybe they're also making, you know, artificial meat tumor nuggets there, too. Because I'm sure they have vats full of, you know, cancer tissue that they could grow into your artificial meat. Serve that up at the local grocery store. Yeah, you're eating your tumor nuggets and you're getting your COVID swabs. No wonder everybody's getting sick. Now, by the way, one person who saw all this coming, and I'm going to show you a video from 2009 that will blow your mind, but one person who saw all this coming, Alex Jones. Yeah, Alex was right. Now, I'm going to play a clip for you. It's just a couple of minutes. It was part of the Jesse Ventura show, which I think was called Conspiracy Theory. And this video clip from 2009, Alex is laying out exactly, almost word for word, what we are seeing right now with the WHO, the global health dictatorship, the plandemic, you know, the planned injections, the vaccines, the depopulation, all of it in 2009. And that was back when everybody thought this was crazy. Now, the survivors who have lived through it are like, yeah, this is exactly what's happening. So check out this clip of Alex Jones talking to Jesse Ventura for his TV show in 2009.
Now, one of those sources has summoned the governor. Alex Jones says he knows how they plan to depopulate.
Alex, you sounded urgent.
There's an entire agenda afoot to force the population to undergo different type of medical treatments, namely vaccines. We're seeing a medical tyranny being set up, not just in the United States, but worldwide under the UN and the World Health Organization.
Who's behind all this?
The Bilderberg Group. They want a planetary dictatorship so they can carry out their forced depopulation agenda, and they want to do it through the medical system. And that's why vaccines are so important. We know that many of these vaccines turn out to have serious adverse reactions, that this is being done by design. They kill you slowly over time. That's why they're called soft kill.
Yeah, so there you go. Alex Jones nailed it. And he was about to introduce Dr. Rima Labo, who was also warning about all of this years before as well. So she got it right as well. Folks, you know, I got it right as on top of that, I mean, we've been right about this the entire time. And the depopulation agenda is very real. It's here. It's active. And that leads me to my special report coming up here, which is the 12 undeniable signs that globalists are engineering the end of humanity. That's the special report. I got a couple of things to mention before that. Number one, I interviewed the pioneer founder, the inventor of Bastion, Bastyon.com. Bastion is a peer-to-peer decentralized social media platform that does not have central servers. It's kind of like Cordal, but it's got a social media type of interface. You download software, and then even if the government throws the internet kill switch, even if the government takes down .com domains or the domain name servers, DNS, you can still get information from me, and you can broadcast information to others using Bastion. Again, it's Bastion.com is where you download the software. My username there is HealthRanger. I encourage you to download that, install it, start using it, and subscribe to me, follow me there, and I'll use that as an emergency method to get information out to you, even if they take down our main websites. So install that now. Also install Cordal. That's Qortal.org. If you install the Cordal app, it's kind of similar, and we have the Brighteon version of Cordal running as one of the Q apps on Cordal. Now, it's a little slow right now. We're setting up another node to make it a lot faster. We're ingesting thousands of videos, so it's getting kind of bogged down, but it'll get better here shortly. And you need to run both Bastion and Cordal in order to have these emergency channels available in case they take down the .com domains or they take down all of alternative media, which is likely to happen at some point. The second thing I want to mention is that coming up this Saturday, August 5th, we begin streaming the Sayer G bombshell course called the Regenerate Yourself Masterclass. It's free to watch, one episode each day for 11 days beginning this Saturday. And they're not even crazy long or anything. If you can dedicate, I don't know, sometimes 20 to 40, sometimes an hour, you know, 20 to 40 minutes, sometimes an hour, depending on the episode, you'll be able to learn an extraordinary amount of valuable things. You can register there right now at Brighteon University, which is brightu.com. B-R-I-G-H-T, followed by the letter U.com. Okay, brightu.com. Register. Get ready to watch that starting this coming Saturday, August 5th. It's a bombshell course that teaches you how to heal, how to regenerate. And remember, as you saw in my interview with Sayer G last week, you know, after I almost severed my finger, I had to regrow the lateral ligaments, the nerves, the blood vessels, and of course, skin and everything. And I did that. I did that using the nutritional secrets, some of which Sayer G talks about in this course, but he goes way beyond that. Talks about how to regenerate heart tissue, you know, how to regenerate neurological tissue, you know, neurons and nerve system cells and so on, and how to regenerate your body systems and skin and immune function and all these things. So this is a really powerful, important, must-watch course. And if you want to download the whole thing right now and watch the whole thing, there is a purchase option. And you'll see that there, I think, after you register on brightu.com. Or you just watch the whole thing for free. Either way, it's up to you. Also, I've got some bombshell interviews coming up for you this week. So don't miss an episode of Brighteon Broadcast News this week. You're going to love the content that we have and the knowledge you're going to learn. I mean, we are in emergency mode now essentially every day because time is growing short. We might be in a nuclear war. We are definitely in an engineered famine. We're in an engineered takedown of the power grid. They're just, you know, ratcheting that up every single day so that you have less power. You know, more blackouts are coming. They've even warned about that publicly, but it's all being engineered. In fact, I talk about this now in the special report coming up, which is 12 undeniable signs that globalists are engineering the end of humanity. This isn't just about them wanting control over humanity. It's about them ultimately ending humanity. Sure, they want control in the interim, but they want control over you so that they can exterminate you. They want to control the food supply so they can starve you. They want to control the money so they can impoverish you. They want to control the vaccines so they can murder you or make you infertile. They want to control the information so they can brainwash you and turn you against yourself to make you act in contradiction to your own self-interest. So everything they're trying to control is being weaponized and turned against you on purpose. That's the goal. So now, here's a special report. It's, I think, an hour and 20 minutes or so, it's going to be kind of lengthy today. But this is something that you're going to need to know. And it's also somewhat entertaining because, of course, I put a little bit of humor in it. Although I don't get into the specifics of everything, but I do try to inject a little bit of humor from time to time. So here we go. Enjoy. Welcome to this special report. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com and NaturalNews.com. This report is entitled 12 Undeniable Signs Globalists Are Engineering the End of Humanity. The thing is, the number might increase beyond 12 as we work through the list, but at least I have 12 to begin with. Now, the reason this report is critical to understand and share is because in the post-COVID era, we are finally seeing a lot more mainstream recognition that depopulation is a real agenda. We had fake Vice President Kamala Harris recently talk about how depopulation is necessary in order for children to breathe clean air and drink clean water. She said it directly, unambiguously, in a recent speech. We've had Dr. Robert Malone go public detailing the history of depopulation, which is something I've been talking about for years. It goes back to many previous administrations, including back to the Nixon administration, 1971. The New York Times running an article about President Nixon's science advisor calling for the food being exported from the United States to Africa to be spiked with infertility chemicals in order to reduce the population of, well, black people in Africa. I mean, that's what has been going on for a long time. And finally, we're seeing a lot of people recognize it. So the depopulation concept is no longer something that you're not, you can't ever mention that. People are openly talking about it now because the world's population is in decline. Japan is in a demographic black hole, for example. They do not have a sustainable population in Japan. They are collapsing. China's economy in many ways is collapsing for a lot of the same reasons that the U.S. economy is collapsing, because there aren't enough young people being born now, and especially not being educated and taught values and so on, to be able to provide the productivity to sustain the retired populations. And this is true across all of Western Europe, nearly, by the way, Canada, the United States, Australia, and Japan, as I mentioned, and many other countries. So we don't even have a sustainable demographic wave that would provide the economic growth, the labor pools, the innovation necessary to keep human populations sustained. And then on top of that, we have the deliberate weaponization against humanity, the extermination agenda. And that's what this special report is about. There are at least 12 undeniable signs, and I will detail them for you here today, that demonstrate the globalists have no plan for the future of the human race. There is no plan to have humans around for much longer. I mean, it's way beyond just Bill Gates talking about how maybe something has to go to zero in order to achieve global depopulation, and how vaccines can help that, and, you know, women's reproductive health, he calls it, which is really abortion, birth control. It's way beyond that. We are now looking at the weaponization of multiple systems, one of them being the atmosphere, which I'll talk about here, geoengineering, engineered crop failures, the collapse, the deliberate collapse of the energy infrastructure that keeps human civilization going, and other things that are designed to exterminate the human race. It's so obvious, it's so clear at this point, that if anybody in a position of power, the globalists or European leaders or, you know, North American leaders, if they actually wanted the human species to survive and thrive, they couldn't possibly be doing what they are doing. They're shutting down food and energy. They're sucking carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. They're engaged in censorship. They're engaged in de-education, you know, infertility, mutilating children so they can never reproduce, things like this. We're going to go through the list again. And the robots and the AI and the replacement of humans, all of this. It is now so abundantly obvious that I'm putting out this message to invite people who, frankly, a lot of people were slow to come on to the truth about COVID-19 vaccines and the COVID bioweapon and all of that. And I understand it took a lot of people a lot of time to come around. I didn't get it right at first either. But I'm inviting all those people who now have been at least partially red-pilled to expand your awakening and realize that planet Earth is under an extermination order, that the human race has been targeted for termination. And I first spoke about this, by the way, in 2019 at a Gen 6 event put on by Steve Quayle in Branson, Missouri. And it's only about a 45-minute, maybe an hour presentation. If you go onto my website, brighteon.com, and just search for the following, you'll find it. Search for Oblivion Agenda. And that's the first presentation I gave on this topic. And remember, this was before COVID. This was, I think, October of 2019. So right before COVID struck in early 2020, at least that's when it became well known. And even then, in this presentation, I was openly talking about biological weapons being engineered to depopulate the planet and to take out the human race. And I was even talking about how Earth is being prepared for a post-human future, let's say. A post-human future. And since then, it has only become more obvious that all these globalists who are calling to save planet Earth, that's actually not a lie. They are trying to save planet Earth, but not for humans. They're trying to save planet Earth from humans. They're trying to exterminate humanity and prepare Earth for a post-human future. And I realized that especially 4 years ago or whatever, that sounded pretty radical. But now, last week, we had UFO hearings, testimony in front of the United States Congress. Former U.S. top secret military technology experts testifying. Again, this is in the United States Congress. Testifying that not only did they recover crashed alien technology, but that they also recovered aliens. As they said, biologics. They recovered, I don't know, little green men or whatever you want to say, or grays or whatever you think they are. They got them. And they've recovered multiple crashed UFOs, and there's been technology transfer since then. And that's not what this podcast is about. But my point is, it's no longer a crazy theory to talk about UFOs and aliens and extraterrestrials and the cosmic view of planet Earth and the human race and the future of this planet. Now, granted, all that stuff that happened in Congress, it might be some giant false flag operation for all we know. Usually they start talking about aliens when they want to distract you from something, like maybe Joe Biden's bribery crimes and all these things, Hunter Biden's cocaine prostitute habit, whatever. Like, look, aliens, you know, it's like, look, squirrel, right? So that could be. But isn't it interesting that with this powerful testimony before Congress about the government recovering alien bodies, nobody blinked. Nobody said, oh my God, that's crazy. No, everybody just said, uh-huh. Now show me the Jeffrey Epstein client list, basically, is the way people responded to that. It's like, yeah, whatever. Where's the Jeffrey Epstein client list? So this is not a radical idea at this point. And I assert, and I'll back this up here today, that planet Earth is being prepared for a post-human future. That the vast majority of the human population currently exists on this planet has been targeted for extermination, and that multiple vectors of extermination have been activated and released upon us, one of which was COVID and then COVID vaccines. So these are now self-evident. That's why I call it undeniable signs. These are self-evident. You can see these happening. It's not just theory. Almost everything I share with you today are things that you can personally verify in your own experience, or at least in the people around you who are sharing their experiences with you. Before we get into the full list, let me give you some really critical red alert information about how we are going to keep in touch when the internet kill switch is activated. Censorship is going to get worse. Now, the internet kill switch will very likely take down a lot of domain names, and it may take down the domain name system, or DNS. Now, domain names are controlled by a central authority. And did you know that right now the State Department can seize domain names that they don't like? They do it all the time. They seize domain names often because of allegations of brand counterfeiting. Like if you're selling a bunch of fake Rolex watches or something, the State Department can seize your domain name, but they can also seize it for, frankly, any reason they want. They don't even really need much of a reason. Now, there are a lot of alternative websites where you can keep in touch with people today under the Web 2.0 structure, which is server client. So understand, this is really critical. So even our own social media website, Brighteon.social, which is outstanding. If you haven't visited there, check it out. It's amazing. A lot of great information there. And there are a lot of other social media websites like Getter and Truth Social as well from, you know, Trump's team. And there are many others out there. But these are all structured as server slash client, or typically client server websites, which means they run on centralized servers. That's called Web 2.0, essentially. I'm simplifying it, but that's basically it. And Web 2.0 means you log into a website that's run by a bunch of servers. It's like Twitter or Facebook. And then that centralized system of servers runs code and then feeds you back, you know, the web page that gets rendered for you. And then you are subject to the whims of the central servers. And more importantly, you have to access those servers through domain names like Twitter.com or Brighteon.social or Facebook.com, what have you. That's all Web 2.0. And again, there are a lot of alternative social media sites and video sites like Brighteon.com and so on that are really amazing. But when the internet kill switch is activated, it's going to take down selectively the Web 2.0 web domains that the corrupt fascist government regime doesn't want you to be able to visit, which would obviously include Brighteon.com or, let's say, Infowars.com or what have you. They would only allow you to visit, you know, approved websites, approved information sources, you know, CNN, the propagandists, the liars, the traitors, the treasonous actors at the New York Times and LA Times and wherever. That's the only place where you're going to be allowed to get information, is where they push lies and propaganda. Everything else will be taken offline under Web 2.0. But there are new solutions available under Web 3.0. And again, my apologies, this is an oversimplification, but Web 3.0 essentially means peer-to-peer. And there are peer-to-peer applications right now, I'm going to name some of them, where you can post information and you can view information, and there are no central servers, and you don't have to use a domain name in order to do this. And in fact, these will almost certainly function even after the internet kill switch is activated, because the governments of the world will likely not be able to take down TCP/IP, which is the underlying packet protocol of the internet, because they need to use it themselves. But they will take down selected domains, like I said, you know, the alternative media, alternative social media, alternative videos, all of those sites. They will take those down at the domain level. But through these Web 3.0 applications, you can still talk to each other, message each other, and you can post content, kind of like Twitter, in a peer-to-peer fashion that cannot be stopped, cannot be censored by governments. And by the way, cryptocurrency also falls into this category of essentially Web 3.0 because it's peer-to-peer decentralization of money and finance. So Bitcoin cannot be stopped by any government. Did you know that? They can make laws about it. They can try to ban it. They can say they ban it, but they can't actually ban it. Same thing with Monero and other coins. But for the purposes of being able to stay in touch with myself and my work and Brighteon and Natural News and Alt Media, here's what you need to download and install and run right now, as soon as possible. There are There are two content distribution, peer-to-peer decentralized platforms that I am very much aware of. I've interviewed the founders of both of them, and we have contributed open source code to one of them. And there's also others that I haven't yet explored. One is called Nostr, N-O-S-T-R, that I'm learning more about. But the two that you can download right now are called Bastion and Cordal. Let me spell those for you. Bastion is B-A-S-T-Y-O-N. Go to bastion.com to get the software. Download and install the software. Set up your user account. You don't need to enter an email address or a phone number or an ID or anything. You can just create a new account. It gives you your own private keys and that's it. And you can run the Bastion app and it will talk to other apps, other nodes, essentially, that are running peer-to-peer. And my name on Bastion is Health Ranger. And so you can follow me there. And in emergencies, I will get out information on Bastion that you can always get peer-to-peer. It'll be audio content, text, images, video, whatever. No government in the world can stop the Bastion peer-to-peer clients because, again, they don't go through centralized servers. So Bastion is unbannable, you could say. And then secondly, Cordal, Q-O-R-T-A-L. It's spelled just like the word portal, but with a Q instead of a P. And it's got nothing to do with QAnon, by the way. Cordal was invented long before the whole QAnon movement. But on Cordal, you can go to cordal.org, and you can download the Cordal app, and you can run it, and you can set up your account, same deal as with Bastion. And then inside Cordal, we already have a working application called the Brighteon app, which is QBrighteon, we call it. And you can install that there in the apps section, and you can receive Brighteon videos from my channel and the Brighteon TV channel. And if you do that right now, you're going to notice it's a little slow. And that's because we're trying to ingest hundreds of thousands of videos, and it's a little clunky because we have to set up a couple more nodes to make it faster. Because right now there's only one node serving all those videos until the peers replicate it, which takes time. So it's a little slow. Have patience with it. But that will also be another emergency broadcast ecosystem where we can reach you, and no central servers are required as long as you download and install the app. And for both Bastion and Cordal, there are apps on Mac OS or iOS, Windows. I think there's some mobile apps available and Linux apps. And my name on Cordal also is Health Ranger, by the way. And then also, you can use brighteon.social, but that's centralized, although over time, we will migrate brighteon.social into a decentralized peer-to-peer structure. But that's going to take some time, maybe another year or so. All right, so those are the things that you can do right now to stay in touch. And I'm actively posting on Bastion and video content on Cordal right now every day. And again, none of these can be taken down. Now, in terms of money and finance, I'm not going to focus on this here because that's not what this special report is all about. But I do believe that the banking system is going to be demolished, you know, controlled demolition. They're going to do a big rug pull on the fiat currency, the whole global debt system. They're going to bring down the banks. They're going to crush the dollar currency. And anybody left holding dollars is going to be royally screwed. You may lose 99% of your purchasing power. And that's why I believe in decentralized monetary systems or stores of value. And as I've spoken about in all my podcasts recently, in my mind, those three things are gold, silver, and crypto. Crypto is decentralized. And there's a category of crypto called privacy coins. And privacy coins are not only decentralized, but their blockchains are hidden with stealth addresses and stealth amounts and ring transactions and different protocols. Basically, it means that no government can peer into those blockchains and see how much money you have or how much you've spent or how much you've received. Now, Bitcoin and most crypto blockchains are fully visible. They're public. Anybody can see what the transactions are. Doesn't mean that Bitcoin doesn't have a role to play. It does. It's still peer-to-peer. It's decentralized. And if you use something like a Sparrow wallet, you can actually you can use different addresses every time. You can use Whirlpool. There are ways to obfuscate the transaction outputs on Bitcoin. It's just a lot more work. Whereas with privacy coins, it happens automatically and every transaction is private all the time. And so I have a new show with my co-host Todd Pittner. The show is called Decentralize.tv, and we've posted 7 or 8 episodes at this point, and we've already filmed 12 episodes. And if you want to learn about decentralized living, which includes privacy crypto, you can watch all the episodes of that show for free at decentralize.tv. And I'll tell you the short version right now in terms of privacy coins that we have done interviews and we are covering on decentralized.tv. The number one privacy coin is Monero. You can go to monero.org, M-O-N-E-R-O. Everybody should have a Monero wallet, as far as I'm concerned. Other privacy coins that we've interviewed for the show are Beam and Fero. And Beam is beam.mw, which stands for Mimblewimble, which is a structure of its blockchain. Beam.mw. And then Fero is spelled F-I-R-O. And I think that website is fero.org. And Fero is undergoing a major upgrade called the Lanthus Spark, which I believe will place Fero at the head of the line of stealth technology for privacy crypto. And by the way, what's interesting about these three privacy coins, which is again Monero, Fero, and Beam, that's in descending order based on the current price of those coins. Monero, the current price of one coin is about $165. Fero, the current price is about $1.65. And Beam, the current price is about 3.5 cents. So there's almost a 4,000 times difference between the high and the low of the coin prices, and yet they all offer different forms of privacy. Now, just as I believe our speech should be protected, and we should be able to have decentralized structures for publishing in order to express our freedom to speak, we also need decentralized forms of money and transfer of value and store of value. Gold and silver are also decentralized if you have them in your possession, by the way, and I'm a strong advocate of that. But cryptocurrency is decentralized, and it's very difficult for anyone to take it from you because you can actually memorize the 12-word seed phrase for your wallet and essentially have the wallet in your head, and so it's very portable. You can take it with you, and you can restore it at your destination if you end up being a refugee or something, or if you have to flee. And it's impossible for governments to confiscate your privacy coins because they can't see them. They don't know they're there. So learn more about peer-to-peer systems. Learn more about decentralization. Learn about Web 3.0 publishing through Bastion and Cordal and projects that we're working on too with Cordal. And then also learn more about decentralized peer-to-peer finance, privacy coins, and just decentralized living in general. So again, we cover all of that at decentralize.tv. And I'm not just plugging that as an ad. I'm trying to give you skills that you're going to need to survive what's coming here. Because now getting to the main point of this special report, they are literally working to exterminate the human race. And censorship is only part of that. They have to crush freedom. They have to crush individual wealth. They have to crush speech. They have to crush your ability to embrace natural medicine or to grow food. They have to attack humanity at so many levels in order to achieve depopulation. And you know why? Because humanity is quite resilient. I mean, those of us who are informed anyway. Granted, there are a lot of obedience idiots who are kind of the low-hanging fruit of globalist extermination, and millions of those are already gone, by the way, because they lined up and they took the jabs over and over and over again and they died. Well, nothing we can do about those folks at this point, but you and I are much harder to kill because we're informed, because we're resilient, because we know how to grow food. We know how to heal our bodies. We know about the miraculous capabilities of nutrients, by the way. Oh, now here's something I will plug. Coming up August 5th, we're launching a new program with Sayer G. It's a free stream. It's at Brighteon University, which is brightu.com, B-R-I-G-H-T, followed by the letter U, brightu.com. It's called the Regenerate Yourself Masterclass. It's an amazing video stream, chapter by chapter, Sayer G and his partners go through the special plant-based molecules that regenerate nerve tissue, that regenerate heart tissue, that heal liver tissues. It's absolutely amazing. And being that I almost, you know, cut off my finger recently, you may have heard about that. And then I regrew my nerves and my blood vessels and the lateral ligaments of my finger. I regrew all of that in about 9 weeks using nutrition. I actually have firsthand proof that you can regrow all these things. And I almost have full restoration of function of my own finger now, which again was almost cut off. So this is no joke. We're hard to kill because we can regenerate. We can also reproduce because we have fertility. I mean, I haven't gone out and, you know, had any measurement of sperm motility or anything like that because I'm not trying to reproduce. But across the board, all of us who practice good nutrition, who eat in a healthy way, who have superfoods as part of our diet, and we avoid the toxic chemicals in the environment and in the food supply, the pesticides, herbicides, all that, whether you're a man or a woman, you are way more fertile than the oblivious mainstream idiots who are just eating toxic poisons all day long. So whether you want to reproduce or not, you're probably capable of it, or at least more capable than mainstream people who are living on poison. I mean, purebloods, by the way, people who don't have spike protein circulating in their bodies. There's even a pure blood dating site, because if you're young and trying to meet somebody and have children, you don't want to be, you know, let's dare I say, just mating with a spike protein experiment. I mean, you want to have healthy children, you got to have genetic integrity. And you understand that the attacks on the genetics of the human race, that's one category of attacks for global extermination. It's a genetic attack on humanity to compromise the genetic integrity. And that's why RNA being put into the food supply, that's why it's being put into the shots, that's why people are being compromised genetically through all of these experimental jabs, you know, that the FDA is pushing out there, and the CDC now says you need to take a COVID, quote, vaccine every year. That's actually one of my points here. They say you have to take a jab every year until you die. And what's that all about? Well, they're making sure that your genes are compromised. They're trying to accelerate your death with myocarditis, you know, and cancer and all these other things. But they also want to make sure that your genes don't function so that you can't reproduce and have viable offspring that they can reproduce, you see. So this is a multifaceted attack on the human race. So let's actually start with point number one. Again, undeniable signs that globalists are engineering the end of humanity. Point number one is, it's so obvious, all you got to do is look up. They're terraforming the planet with planetary scale atmospheric alterations. And they're doing this in a multitude of ways, one of which is carbon dioxide sequestration. There are large-scale projects underway right now. They're using eminent domain to seize farmland across the Midwest in order to build these giant CO2 sucking machines. And they want to take CO2, liquefy it, pump it through pipelines, and store it underground. Now, why would they want to do this when CO2 is the molecule that allows photosynthesis to take place? You know, without CO2, you have no photosynthesis. Without photosynthesis, you have no life on planet Earth. Did you know that? None. It's done. All the plants, virtually all of them, require photosynthesis. I mean, all the green plants, let's say. Anything that's got chlorophyll in it is using photosynthesis. And photosynthesis requires, of course, three inputs: sunlight, water, and carbon dioxide. And you notice that all three of those things are being attacked by the globalists. So this is an obvious sign. I've spoken about it in great detail before. I'm not going to go into super detail here, but understand that without carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, you will not have food crops. You will not have rainforests. You will not have aquatic ecosystems, because sunlight is necessary for photosynthesis of the aquatic plants that are consumed by the aquatic animals and so on, the whole food chain. You will not have animals, you will not have humans, it's done. If you shut down photosynthesis, which is exactly what they're trying to do, you destroy the human race. Now, the second thing they're doing, other than just sucking CO2 out of the atmosphere, which they claim they're doing it, you know, to save the planet, right? All these climate cultist, lunatic, suicide morons. We're going to save the planet. No, you're going to save the planet for someone else, not for humans. If you take the CO2 out of the atmosphere, you're killing us. They're too stupid to realize that. They're on a suicide mission. They think they're saving the planet. But the second thing that's happening is stratospheric aerosol injection. So aerosol injection means polluting the skies to dim the sun. And it was just a few weeks ago that the White House said, yeah, we're looking at that plan. We think it's a pretty good plan, you know, to save the planet again. To save the planet by dimming the sun. So they want to launch all this pollution into the stratosphere in order to reflect sunlight away from the planet so that less sunlight reaches the surface of the Earth where the plants are, where photosynthesis takes place. So what happens if you block the sun by even 1 or 2%? Well, number one, yeah, you're going to get a lot of cooling, that's for sure, like a giant volcano went off. And, you know, the volcano ejects particulate matter into the stratosphere and it causes cooling, sometimes for a year or two. It causes crop failures. It also causes shortened crop seasons, by the way. So this is something that's known to cause a reduction in global food production, which will lead to, of course, more famine and starvation, but also government control over desperate people who will have to sign up for the eyeball scanning WorldCoin biometric verification system to claim your rations at the grocery store for your half a cup of rice that you get every 2 days or whatever. That's where it's all going, of course. It's kind of obvious at this point. They're shutting down food crop production by polluting the skies and sucking CO2 out of the atmosphere. And then they're trying to inventory everybody in terms of biometrics so they have a count of who's still alive so they can accelerate the global extermination effort and they can actually have milestones of how many they've killed so far. And actually, that just gets into point number two, the biometric inventory of the human race, which we'll get to here in a second. But the bottom line, the terraforming of planet Earth, understand, who wants to terraform Earth, right? Why would you terraform a planet? You would terraform a planet in order to prepare it for colonization by a species, right? Now, if you're terraforming a planet to make it incompatible with the current species that's on the planet, then that's called planetary genocide. And that's what's happening now. So they're altering Earth's atmosphere to make it inhospitable to human life in order to carry out ethnic cleansing of the human race in order to prepare planet Earth to be colonized, obviously, by a non-human species. It's abundantly obvious. A species that needs a colder, darker, dimmer planet without all the sunlight that we have. A species that might be able to survive with lower concentrations of oxygen in the atmosphere. Oxygen is currently around something like 19%. But if you take CO2 out of the atmosphere and you halt photosynthesis or slow it down significantly, then you will have a lot less photosynthesis taking place, which means plants will not be producing the oxygen that currently makes up the 19%, and oxygen levels can fall. And if oxygen levels fall, even just a little, people start to asphyxiate all over the planet. Again, all by design. All by design. This is an ethnic cleansing of the planet. All right. That's all point number one. And you can see proof of this every day in the media. They're even talking about how they want to have, you know, grid down outages on purpose to save the planet. Like climate inspired outages where no one has electricity for a couple of days, you know, to save the planet. I mean, they're openly talking about this now. They think that's a great idea. One more reason to have off-grid power supply, by the way. All right, point number two is the biometric inventory of the human race, and it has begun. WorldCoin was just launched. I believe Sam Altman is behind that. And they're going to try to inventory all humans with biometric scans. Currently, your eyeball gets scanned into a giant orb machine, and you get issued basically a private key based on your biometrics. And the goal is to inventory all humans so the globalists can properly track the depopulation milestones. You see, global census efforts are not very accurate. In fact, China recently had to modify their population numbers, and they said, well, we made a mistake. We have to delete 100 million that were overcounted. Do you believe that? You believe they just made a mistake and now it was 100 million too many? Or do you believe they've killed off 100 million with COVID and vaccines and who knows what else, like prison camps? They probably killed off 100 million and now they're trying to cover it up by altering the census to say, oh, that was a mistake. What 100 million? They never existed. Sounds like something the commies would do, right? Well, at the globalist level now with WorldCoin, they want a biometric inventory of every single human being. And they're trying to push this by saying, well, we need to distinguish you from AI systems. With AI taken over, you know, we need to make sure that we can prove that you're human. Like what? I don't need you to prove I'm human. I know I'm human. I'm not sure about you, globalists. Some of you may not be human or only 50% human, you damn hybrids. But I'm fully human. I'm Afro-Irish Native American, by the way, as you know. That's my heritage. So I'm fully human. I'm from planet Earth. I don't know where you bitches came from, but you should fly on out of here. Go back to where you came from. But of course, this whole thing is just an excuse. They don't need to prove that you're human. They need to find out how many humans are left to kill. That's what this is all about. So don't sign up for the Mark of the Beast WorldCoin system unless you want to be on their target list specifically. I mean, look, folks, this isn't sci-fi anymore. How hard will it be for them to just have, I don't know, like eye scanners at you know, the subway system or the doors to the grocery store, or just drones flying around scanning people's eyeballs, or just crawling around on the sidewalk looking at people's eyeballs, and they can determine your identity, and then they can determine whether you need to be killed. And they can just have drones do it, like assassination drones. I mean, folks, this is not science fiction any longer. This is just the way they're going to get it done. All right, point number three, another undeniable sign that globalists have engineered the end of humanity. You notice they've completely given up on educating young people to be prepared for any kind of a productive future. If you were expecting sustainability of the human race, you would teach the youth how to do things. You would teach them basic skills like, mathematics. How to do basic addition and subtraction. You would teach them how to think. You would teach them how to read. Our education system, especially in the United States, is such an atrocious disaster that there's one school district, I forgot what city it's in, that hasn't had a single student pass the basic math test for years. Not a single student. And not even a passing grade. They don't know any math. And the students these days are just being taught, you know, woke themes. Like, chop off your scrotum and then, yeah, you'll be accepted in society. Instead of, hey, learn how to think for yourself. Have discernment. You know, learn how to read. Educate yourself. No, it's not that. It's all about victimize yourself. Pretend to be a victim. That's how you're going to make it through society. So all of this wokeness and the drag queen story time and the child mutilations that are happening in school districts now. There's one school district in, I think, Seattle that literally offers transgender mutilation surgeries to students. And in many liberal cities, they're passing laws so that school districts do not have to alert parents when their children are being surgically mutilated. Did you know that? Or chemically castrated. So it's a secret between the school district and the student. And the parent is left out of the loop. Why? Because the schools are run by the governments. And the governments are trying to mutilate the children so that there's no reproductive capability. It's so obvious. Why are they mutilating the genitals? So they can't reproduce. You notice they're not mutilating like children's feet or, you know, elbows or what. No, they're mutilating the genitals, the parts that are needed to reproduce. That's what's targeted, all on purpose. So yeah, there's no education taking place in government schools anymore. And frankly, the only real education happening is what's called homeschooling, which is not even really at home. It's actually just local community schooling, because homeschooled kids have lots of social interaction with other kids in the local community. And frankly, any parent that doesn't want their child to be a mutilated left-wing lunatic is pulling those kids out of the schools and getting them into homeschooling at this point. Homeschooling is absolutely exploding across America, and it's the homeschooled kids that represent the future of the human race. All right, point number four. We are seeing now, again, undeniable, controlled demolition of the energy infrastructure that drives our economy. And without this energy infrastructure, we don't have transportation. We don't have food. We don't have businesses. We don't have manufacturing. First thing that fake President Joe Biden did when he occupied the Oval Office was he signed a bunch of executive orders that shut down energy infrastructure. Why? Because they need to shut down the economy. They need to shut down the food supply. They need to shut down economic abundance and independence, all by design. Without energy, you don't have population growth. In fact, if you start depleting energy supplies, i.e. shutting down pipelines, shutting down energy exploration, banning combustion engines, which is happening in places like California, then you're going to get population reduction through starvation, destitution, you know, malnutrition, famine, all of that. And that's exactly what's happening, all by design. Why do you think the West is using depleted uranium weapons in Ukraine? That's being used to contaminate the breadbasket of Europe, which is Ukraine, of, well, Eastern Europe. That food will be contaminated for generations to come because of depleted uranium. And that's if we don't end up with nukes raining down, which is also a possibility. But a lot of the war in Ukraine was actually an effort by the West to destroy Europe's energy supply, i.e. the Nord Stream pipeline, and also Europe's food supply. So you see, this isn't just about taking out the United States or Canada. This is about taking out Western Europe as well. In effect, this is a global depopulation effort that will also have implications for Nigeria and India and China and, you know, those three of the largest population countries on the planet. And if globalists get their way, they're going to murder, you know, a billion Indians and maybe a billion Chinese. And in America, they may murder a quarter of a billion or whatever they can get away with. We'll see. All right, point number five. Governments are now actively funding and developing and deploying anti-human genetic weapons, SARS-CoV-2 being only one of these. There are many other weapons that are designed to interfere with reproduction or to alter the genetics of the human race. The transhumanism agenda is very real. The mRNA alteration of the chromosomes in the nuclei of human genes, that's also a very real phenomenon. And it's documented and it's happening. And people who have taken these spike protein jabs, these mRNA jabs, are very likely, they're the end of their family tree. Or if they're able to have children, it's very unlikely that those children will be able to have children. That is, if they got the real spike protein shots and not just the saline solution jabs, which were also part of the mix. Just kind of depends on the luck of the draw, what you got. But for those who got the spike protein, they're probably done. They will not reproduce. Now, globalists and the WHO, which is a totalitarian cartel regime of lunatic tyrants and anti-science quacks, they're trying to launch another plandemic. This is why you have the new WHO health treaty that demands globalist control over every nation, every state, every county, every city, every hospital, every police department, controlled by the WHO in the case of a plandemic, which of course they are building and they will release. The Fauci freezer, I call it, has all kinds of specimens in it. All kinds of new, scary, horrifying critters. whatever they are. Self-replicating. protein structures, but these things are going to be unleashed upon humanity and on purpose. And when that happens, the WHO will call for mandatory quarantine camps, mandatory lockdowns, mandatory jabs, all three of which are designed to murder you. And anybody stupid enough to go along with that will be murdered. Hopefully that's not anybody listening to this. You either say no or you die. That's what it's coming to. Because remember, this is a death weapon. All by design. And the United States government, the DOD, the NIH is still funding this. Still funding it. In fact, the U.S. government recently sent more money to the Wuhan lab in China. More money. I mean, after they built the bioweapon that originated with the DOD, of course, and then they had a gain of function in Wuhan, and then they unleashed that on the world, and the U.S. government under fake President Biden says, hey, we need more of that. Let's have more money for more weapons funding. Yeah, this seems like a great thing. Of course they're doing that. Again, because it's all about depopulation. Global extermination. All right, point number six. There is a coordinated global effort to destroy seed diversity and make crops unable to reproduce. They don't want people to be able to save seeds and plant crops and grow food, especially people in developing nations. They want globalist control over the seed supply, and that's why companies like Monsanto over the years, now Bayer, have purchased seed companies and have collapsed the diversity of the seed supply. For example, 10 years ago, there were hundreds of varieties of corn available in the marketplace that farmers could plant. Today, it's, I don't know the exact number, but it's probably 10. Onions, the same thing. There used to be all kinds of varieties of onions, and now that they've collapsed. In fact, the government of Mexico is trying to protect its indigenous corn crops from the imperial seed colonizers of the United States and the Monsantos of the world, the bioengineers, the death merchants. They don't want seeds to work, because if seeds work, then people have the ability to grow their own food, obviously, and they have self-reliance with off-grid food, I call it. Food that doesn't come from corporations. Food that isn't controlled by governments. Food that isn't inventoried by governments. Food that they can't ration because you can grow it yourself. So right now, today, if you try to go out and buy seeds for mass planting of heirloom non-GMO crops, it's much more difficult than it was a decade ago, and that's all by design. Fortunately, there are still options. You can still get non-GMO seeds, but they're increasingly difficult. Fast forward a few more years, and many of these seeds will be outlawed. They may only allow you to grow the government-approved seeds, which will be, you know, the death seeds, the seeds that do not reproduce with the Terminator genes, or the bioengineered, you know, internal pesticides, so that if you eat it, you keep getting sick and die, which is what a lot of people are eating right now. And again, it's all by design. So that's all happening. Point number seven. There's a rapid rollout of automation robots to replace blue-collar workers and transport drivers. You know all this robot development that you see in these videos and how they try to make it cute with dancing robots. And you know, they have it dancing to the song, "Do you love me? Do you love me?" And they got a little robot dancing, "Woohoo! Do 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 do." And everybody looks at them like stupid morons, like, "That's so funny. You love the robots." Just, they're going to kill you, you moron. It's not about dancing. It's about extermination. Who are the idiots that watch these videos and think it's fun? And they fall in love with the robots. "These robots are so great. They're going to help us." No, they're not. They're going to kill you. I mean, seriously, some portion of the human race, frankly, isn't qualified to represent the future of the human race. I mean, seriously, they're too stupid to survive. If you're plotting Terminator robots and then they come kill you, it's kind of like, you kind of had yourself to blame on that one. How did you not see that coming? James Cameron launched the Terminator in what, 1987 or 6 or something? How did you not know? It's been in the movies for decades. But some people are so oblivious and stupid, they cheer the dancing robots. Well, the dancing robots are going to kill you But before they kill you, they're going to take your job. So they're going to have the warehouse robots and the driving robots and the floor sweeping robots and the dishwashing robots. There's a robot that makes guacamole that Chipotle, I think, is experimenting with. It's a guacamole robot that slices up the avocados and does that. Mmm, sounds delicious. Going to have a burrito making robot, you know? Going to be robots. They already have surgical robots. Pretty soon, most blue-collar workers will be obsolete. And then they'll give you a universal basic income while they feed you toxic, deadly foods and inject you with transhumanism, gene-destroying poisons, and say they're taking care of you. We're caring for you. Gonna give you free money. Just take this jab, eat this food, so-called food, with pesticides. You know, drink this toxic water. Live in this toxic apartment. Oh, we're taking care of you. And be sure to let the door scan your eyeball every time you enter so we know where you are. Wouldn't want you to be somewhere we don't know where you are. Right? So, but again, a lot of people are going to go along with all that and they're going to be the first ones who are killed. So something like 70% of blue-collar jobs are going to be obsolete, the ones that are currently run by humans, in about a decade or so. I mean, estimates vary, but these humanoid robots are quite advanced, and they're just on the verge of being able to take over a lot of the jobs that humans currently handle, including, by the way, Amazon.com warehouse worker jobs. Amazon is working very hard on building robots that can replace those humans, and they've just about got that nailed. So all those, what is it, hundreds of thousands of Amazon warehouse workers? Yeah, you're obsolete. Done. You're done. Forklift drivers who were working for Yellow Freight. Oh, I forgot. Yellow just declared bankruptcy. You're done. All done. But even if Yellow hadn't declared bankruptcy, robots are going to drive the forklifts. They're not going to need humans for much longer. And then once the trucks are loaded, they're not going to need humans to drive the trucks. So all you people who work at UPS, which I did when I was in college, I loaded UPS trailer trucks, and it was hot. It was hard work. I did that in college. Guess what? You're all going to be obsolete. The truck loaders, the package sorters, the truck drivers, and the last mile delivery drivers, you're all obsolete, or about to be. And what are they going to do with all those workers across the economy? Oh, don't worry. They're going to release another plandemic. They're going to have another jab. They're going to have more toxic food. Yeah, don't worry. They have a plan for you. It's called a quarantine camp, i.e. a death camp. And you go into the death camp, and they're going to scan your eyeball there, and then they're going to cross you off the list of remaining people because they're going to exterminate you there, and it'll just be a big cover-up because they control the websites, remember? They're going to take down all the dot-coms. You can only get your news from approved sites, and the approved sites, CNN, will say, oh, isn't it great? There's more parking spaces available. And they're not going to say it's because depopulation is working. They're going to say it's because the government is doing such a great job on traffic flow or something like that. They'll have their narrative stories to give you some excuse, like why the streets are increasingly empty and the highways aren't jammed up anymore. Where did everybody go? They'll have a story for you, don't worry. All right, now, point number 8 has to do with the white-collar jobs. So those of you who have white-collar jobs, and you think you're safe because you're not a warehouse worker, you're not a broom pusher, you're not a package loader, you have a white-collar job, which almost sounds kind of racist, but white-collar job, you're a journalist, you're an engineer, you're a coder, you're a doctor, you're an insurance adjuster, you know, you're a writer. Oh, guess what? Yeah, AI systems going to make all of you obsolete too. And that's already happening, ChatGPT, right? Regenerative AI. It ingests a bunch of content, like reads the encyclopedia, and then it starts spitting out articles. So all the left-wing journalists in particular, who pretty much function as NPCs anyway, they can't think for themselves. They're very algorithmic. They just write what they're told to write. They're done. They're obsolete now. Google already announced an AI story writing system that's going to replace pretty much everybody at the New York Times and Rolling Stone and all the left-wing rags because they don't think for themselves anyway. They're easily replaced by automated systems. In fact, the only people that are going to be hard to replace are people who think for themselves, people who are more human, you know, like you and I, people who are creative, people who have real inspiration, who have their own distinct thoughts and ideas. That's hard for AI to model. But people who are just algorithmic, you know, repeaters of blah, the same garbage, blah, nauseating repetition, just diarrhea of the mouth journalists, those people are going to be easily replaced in no time, which means that not only are the blue-collar workers going to be obsolete, but most of the white-collar workers are going to be obsolete. So then, what are they going to do with all the white-collar workers? Well, don't worry, there's a plandemic coming for them too. Quarantine camps, lockdowns, social distancing, mandatory jabs. Oh, and then, wow, there's even more parking spaces available now. Oh, that's weird. Why is this mall empty? Why are all the streets empty? Where did everybody go? Oh, must be the government doing a great job on traffic control or something. It must be some new efficiency program. Okay, where is everybody? I don't know. But as long as I scan my eyeballs, they say I'll be okay. Scan your eyeballs at every street corner. Now, point number 9 out of our list here, which I kind of mentioned before, is that the CDC has a new director. You know, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who I consider to be someone engaged in crimes against humanity, you know, she's out. She went to work for some, wouldn't you know it, a pharmaceutical company. Yeah. That never happens. Revolving door. So they have a new CDC director. I don't know her name, but she's coming in and she's saying that, well, they're going to roll out annual COVID injections. Yeah. Remember 2 weeks to flatten the curve? Remember when they told us if we all just locked down for 2 weeks, this thing would be over? And then remember when they told us that, oh, the vaccine's coming out and the vaccine's going to work and you just get one jab and this thing's over. It's done. Because that vaccine is going to be safe and effective. Remember that? And then remember when they said, oh, wait a minute, it's a two-part vaccine. You got to take this other jab. And then after that, it said, well, it's not really working. Gonna have to boost it, it turns out. We need some boosters. And then more boosters and more boosters. And now it's like, you're not just going to have to take a shot every year until you die. That's where we are now. So in other words, the vaccine doesn't work. Which is the same thing for the flu vaccine. Never worked. The whole flu vaccine narrative has always been a hoax. Flu vaccine has never stopped the flu. The only thing that stopped the flu was actually the COVID narrative during 2020 and 2021. They just said everybody has COVID now and flu went to zero magically. Huh, that's not suspicious. That's the only thing that ever stopped the flu. Flu vaccine didn't do it. COVID vaccine's not going to do it. But again, people who are gullible enough to line up and keep taking annual COVID jabs are basically winning the Darwin Award and removing themselves from the human gene pool. And probably those will be a lot of the same people who are dumb enough to line up and take the annual flu shot when it does absolutely nothing other than make you sick. You want to beat the flu? You want to beat COVID? Man, look into ivermectin. Look into zinc. Look into nutrients. Stay away from these jabs. But then again, this is kind of a global IQ test. If you're dumb enough to believe in the health authorities, you're not qualified to represent the future of the human race. And this is one of the ways this test is actually being given. It's like, hey, everybody, come line up and get injected with something that might kill you. And the people who are like, yes, me. They're like, yeah, the globalists are like, you're dead. And the globalists are laughing the whole time. Look at these sorry, sad sons of bitches lining up and killing themselves because we told them it was going to boost their immunity. Oh, my God. These people, they'll believe anything. So that's the CDC, and you can bet the WHO is going to repeat that, and your local, ignorant, oblivious doctor is going to repeat this nonsense because doctors, all they do is vomit the same propaganda pushed on them by the CDC. You got to take the vaccine. And you're like, where's the study that shows it's even safe or effective, has had long-term clinical trials? Where's the evidence?
Oh, yeah, I'm the authority. You can't get your information on the internet.
That's your typical doctor. Another oblivious moron. And a lot of them are dying, too, because they keep jabbing themselves with the same death shots. Not too bright. Not too bright. All right, point number 10 is the geoengineering-driven global famine to unleash mass starvation. Now, this is upon us. The food supply is being crushed. Crops are failing for different reasons. In India, the rice crops are failing because of severe flooding. So India has banned exports of rice, representing about 40% of the global rice supply, by the way. That doesn't sound good for excess calories. And then in the United States, of course, engineered drought is causing crop failures of corn and, alfalfa and soybeans and other things. And then, of course, in Ukraine, we have the collapse of the wheat crops, also because the U.S. and NATO lied about the export arrangement out of Odessa, and they betrayed the Russians, and they refused to open up the Russian agricultural bank accounts. And so Russia pulled out of the deal, and now there's no more wheat getting exported out of Odessa. Now, Russia said they'll donate all the wheat anybody needs if they were affected by that. But you won't hear that in the Western media. So the West just tries to blame Russia for crop shortages that are engineered by the West. They're typical, right? But of the main food staples that keep humanity alive, almost every one of them is under attack, including meat. So meat is under attack all across Europe. In the Netherlands, they've seized thousands of farms. They've just stolen the farms, the government did. Stole the farms from the family farmers. Just, you can't raise cattle anymore. No more sheep for you. No hogs, no meat. Similar thing is happening in Ireland and all across Europe. They're just basically just shutting down all the meat farms. Meanwhile, globalists like Bill Gates and others are pushing, you know, cancer tumor artificial meat. So you can eat, you know, tumor nuggets and be happy. Own nothing, eat tumor nuggets and be happy. Yeah, they're made out of tumors, of course. It's a cancer cell cluster that's, you know, it keeps replicating itself. That's how they grow the meat in the vats. And then they just slice and dice up the tumors. And then they put little breading on it and some MSG and some salt and pepper and flavors and whatever. And then they freeze that and sell it to you at the grocery store. And they call it sustainable, like climate-friendly meat. It really should be called, like, you know, cancer tumor chunks. Breaded tumor chunks in monosodium glutamate kills you in three different ways. But the average oblivious consumer, of course, has no idea what they're eating because they have no idea what they're being injected with either. They're probably even thinking, hey, let's go to the grocery store and get some more of those frozen nuggets. Those climate-friendly nuggets, and then let's swing by the pharmacy and get injected with some more booster injections, because the CDC says we all have to be injected in order to get our universal basic income. And once we have our UBI, we can take our food credits down to the grocery store, and we can qualify for the rationing of the tumor nuggets. Now that's getting a little South Park right there. But that's the way people are. Again, not qualified to represent the future of the human race. Embarrassing, actually. I'm embarrassed to be a member of the same species as some of these people. Aren't you embarrassed? It's astonishing. I'm just like, oh my gosh. And we share most of the same genes. It's hard to believe. All right, point number 11. Infertility chemicals are being deliberately placed into the food supply to reduce population sustainability, make everybody infertile, and kill you with cancer and also with Alzheimer's, Joe Biden. Some of those chemicals are atrazine, which is a gender bender chemical disruptor. It's the number two most popular herbicide used in agriculture, right behind glyphosate, which is number one. We test both of those in our mass spec laboratory, by the way, and we see glyphosate in the food supply, and we see atrazine in the food supply. We have mass spec methods to quantitate both of those. And of course, there are hormone disruptors and other kind of pesticides, such as organophosphate pesticides, in the food supply. Basically, the human race is the only race on planet Earth dumb enough to poison its own food supply. I've talked about this before. Field rats don't poison their food for their children, do they? You know, donkeys don't even poison their food. Only humans do. Even insects, like roaches, don't poison the food supply for their own species. Humans poison the food supply and call it progress. And the poisoning of the food supply is all endorsed by the EPA and the USDA, of course, of course. Yep. Because, hey, what good is a government agency unless it's pushing a poison, like the CDC, the FDA, and so on? They have to push all these poisons in order to, of course, achieve global depopulation and accelerate mass death and suffering across America and around the world. So, again, the food supply is laced with toxic chemicals. It's all on purpose. And again, this is in the category of something that it's not a conspiracy theory. Nobody is saying that they aren't poisoning the food supply. I mean, it's not some giant cover-up. The EPA openly approves pesticides in the food supply. The EPA and the USDA, they both approve of atrazine. You can find it on their websites, official approval documents. They approve of glyphosate. They approve of organophosphate pesticides. They approve of the bee-killing neonicotinoids, by the way, that cause colony collapse disorder to destroy the populations of honeybees that are responsible for the pollination of one-third of the food supply grown in the United States of America. They approve of all of this. It's not a secret. They're doing it overtly. It's just that most people don't pay attention. And so that's why they're kind of easy to kill off, of course, again. All right, point number 12, the last point. This is a financial topic. Globalists are preparing to initiate the end of debt-based economics. MMT, anybody? That have driven cheap food and affordable growth of human populations. Now see, you have to understand that the current population of planet Earth would not be possible without cheap food. Cheap food would not be possible without cheap money. Cheap money means debt, means an economy growing on debt, powered by debt. Debt instruments and money printing, fiat currencies, which are really instruments of debt. This is what has powered much of our world for, well, a number of generations, essentially since post-World War II. But it really took off after 1971 when Nixon took us off the gold standard. So since then, population growth around the world has exploded, but so has global debt. Well, the globalists are about to pull the rug on this one. They're going to collapse the global debt pyramid, a pyramid with the all-seeing eye on top of it, which is on your dollar bill, by the way, in case you haven't noticed that there are Masonic symbols of the eye of Sauron on your currency. Take a look if you don't believe me. They are watching you, and they plan to destroy you by destroying the currency. This is one of the ways. I mean, we've just talked about 11 other ways, but this is one more way. So they know if they can impoverish people by destroying the value of the currency, which they're doing desperately, money printing, and again, the giant rug pull is about to happen, then they know they can collapse people into famine and starvation, death, violence, chaos, panic. They can see U.S. cities collapse. They could perhaps see nations collapse, but they will definitely see populations collapse. And it's all by design. Now, it's not enough for them to do this just in America, by the way. This is why the deep state, the CIA, the globalists, this is why they're running ops in Nigeria. They're running ops in European countries. They're trying to destroy Russia because Russia's refusing to go along with most of this stuff, by the way. And they're running ops against China, of course. They want to collapse China. They want to collapse South America. They want to collapse Australia. They want to turn New Zealand into a globalist prison camp experimental police state, which has succeeded, by the way. Wow, what a place that is. And Canada as well. You know, that's why they had to have Castro Trudeau in charge there to follow orders of the global communists that Castro is linked to. So this whole thing is about to get turned off. It's about to get demolished. And when it does, the only assets that will be remaining are the off-grid assets that do not depend on the centralized magical monetary theory control grid system, which is dollars and banks and treasury and all that stuff. So off-grid money is gold and silver, crypto, like I said earlier, also real estate, land, buildings, factories, things that are physical and real, ammunition, stored food, power tools, tractors, diesel fuel, things that are real in the real physical world. These are the things that will hold value. Most people don't own any of those things. Most people only have money in the bank, and that money isn't money, it's just currency, and the currency will go to zero. Most people will own nothing, just as the globalists have said, the WEF. You will own nothing and be happy. Most people will own nothing. They won't be happy, they'll be dead. They'll own nothing, and then they'll be, you know, exterminated through the 11 methods we already described. So if you want to survive all of that, then of course you need to get your assets out of the control grid system and into things that are resilient, redundant, off-grid. Gold, silver, and crypto are the three most obvious ones, but there are quite a few others. Hey, some people have quite a collection of museum-quality art or stamps or historical firearms, things that hold value. And that's fine too if you're an expert in those areas, no problem. Real, physical stuff that can hold value. Some people have value in the land upon which they live. They've got rich soil. They've got surface water. They've got a climate where they can grow food. That's treasure. That's worth something right there. If you can grow food, you're sitting on a treasure chest. Why do you think Bill Gates is buying up all the farmland, huh? Because he knows food production is going to be one of the keys to long-term survival and viability here. The remaining humans, whoever survives all of this, they're still going to need to eat, obviously. And farmland is going to be incredibly valuable. So there you go. Those are the 12 undeniable signs that globalists are engineering the end of humanity. All 12 of these things are happening. They're all deliberate. They're all part of a unifying plan of global extermination. Now, will they succeed? Partially, but I don't think fully. I think the globalists will fail at their effort to exterminate the human race. But I do think they will kill, I don't know, my estimates have been anywhere from 1 to 4 billion people. And then I've been called an optimist by some other people that I interview. I think at most the globalists will kill off 50% of the current human population, but I could be wrong. They might kill off 70 or 80%, maybe 90. It's hard to say. But even then, you know, if you're listening to this, if you made it this far in the program, you're not just in the top 10% of people who are informed and obviously resilient, capable of survival. You're in the top, you know, 0.001%. I mean, you're like one in a million people on this planet, which means you're probably well-prepared. You're probably mentally prepared. You probably have redundancy in your life. You're probably getting off-grid as much as possible, which means, by the way, that you're not going to be easy to kill. You will probably make it through this. You probably have some assets that are off-grid. You probably have some food. You probably have some medicine, backup communications, whatever. You have a plan. You have maybe a place. You've got knowledge. You know what's going on in the world, so you can navigate this. So you don't have to freak out about this plan. I don't think that they're going to get people like you and I. I mean, they may try to, you know, assassinate certain individuals, like those of us who are the influencers in this space, but they won't be able to kill off the large numbers of people who are awake and informed and aware. And that contingent is growing, by the way, ever since COVID. How many people now are talking about depopulation? How many people now understand that vaccines are part of depopulation? We're talking about millions of people are now awake. So really, if you think about it, it's a race on the part of the globalists to kill billions before billions awaken to what they're doing. It's a race against time to try to get to the finish line of extermination, in other words, before people catch on. That's all this is. Well, you've already caught on. So they're not going to be able to convince you to go line up and take a death shot and, you know, show up for voluntary incarceration at a death camp. You know, it's too late. You've already escaped that. But there are billions of other people who will. They will commit vaccine-assisted suicide or food, toxic food suicide or whatever until they either wake up or they die. That's the race that's taking place. The globalists are in a hurry. That's why they're rushing everything and making a few mistakes, by the way. They're rushing everything because they know that the longer this goes on, the more people wake up. especially as Web 3.0 is coming online. And you've got, like I said earlier, peer-to-peer distributed platforms that can distribute content and information that are uncensorable by the government. We have a monetary system, i.e. crypto, that is uncensorable by the government. We have technologies now, thanks to cryptography and advanced mathematics and, you know, stealth addresses and things like that. We have technology that the government cannot stop, and they know it. They know that their fiat currency money printing scam is obsolete. The days are numbered. They know that election rigging is coming to an end. People are waking up to it. They know that more and more people are growing their own food or educating their own children, pulling people out of government schools, pulling people out of the government subsidized hospitals, caring for people at home and having better results because you can use ivermectin, where the hospitals are becoming murder centers. So people are consciously choosing to survive, and they're doing it by connecting with truthful, honest, ethical, pro-human information, which is what I share. That's what I'm all about. And you can read more at my website, naturalnews.com, for as long as it stays online. Even then, I'll be on Bastion, I'll be on Cordal, I'll be on Brighttown.social until they take that down. But we have ways to have Web 3.0 distributed content that no government can ban. So there will always be ways that we can stay in touch as long as there is electricity, as long as TCP/IP continues to function. But for now, check out my podcasts and videos at brighteon.com. Check out my show, decentralize.tv, a couple episodes a week being published there. I've got channels on Rumble and BitChute and Odyssey. I'm on Truth Social. I'm on Getter. I'm on Telegram. I'm on Brighteon Social, like I said. So there are plenty of ways to follow me, and I will do my best to help you survive this. In fact, I've got a lot of free books, survivalnutrition.com. If you want to download that, it's perfectly free, the free audio version. I've also got the Global Reset Survival Guide, which you'll find extremely valuable, globalreset.news. And I've got my newest book that you can download for free, the audiobook and the printable PDF, is called Resilient Prepping. And that's the website, resilientprepping.com. So check it out. Download all those if you want. You want to learn more, like specific strategies and tactics for surviving all of this that I'm talking about. We've got that available for you for free. It's all free. So thank you for listening. Share this wherever you can. Note that Twitter will not allow you to share a Brighteon.com URL. So if you want to share this on Twitter, find this video on Rumble and share the Rumble video. And that will work, because Elon Musk has not yet unbanned Brighteon links on Twitter. But he did unban my personal account, so we thank him for that. And my account there is Health Ranger. All right, thank you for listening. God bless you all. God bless America. Remember, the more of us survive, the more we can build a new society rooted in liberty, freedom, and also in divinity and the Christian tradition in which America was originally founded. Thank you for listening. God bless you all. Take care.